Good evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm Carol Van Dam in Washington, and here are some of the stories we're covering today, Monday, December 24th, 2018. One official says South Sudanese should not worry about security this Christmas.
Our forces are on the streets. They are there to protect you, to stop you, then from where you are coming, where you are going, for your safety.
And civil servants are still waiting to get paid this holiday season.
What I normally receive is £4,000, but that amount is not enough to even to buy clothes for one kid. And I have almost about 4 months which I have not received yet that is still in the hand of the government.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. South Sudanese police are warning drivers they're on the lookout for reckless drivers this holiday season. South Sudan's police spokesman says officers are also on high alert as some criminals may try to take advantage of the merrymaking. Demo Silva Aurelio has the story for VOA from Juba.
Major General Daniel Justin says police officers will join military, National Security Service agents and the wildlife personnel to patrol the streets and check vehicles. He says officers will behave professionally at all times, even though residents of Juba town have complained about abusive forces manning roadblocks at night.
Our forces are on the streets. They are there to protect you, to stop you, then from where you are coming, where you are going, for your safety. So I appeal to the public to cooperate, because these people are briefed to be on the street, to check the cars, and then allow them pass.
Justin says residents should call police emergency numbers 112 and 777 for help. He warns that criminals might use this time of festivities to break the law, so residents should be especially wary.
For this, I want to assure our people that night criminals are almost out of town because of our arrangements, because the police is there, the organized forces are on the street. But yet, in case at night somebody knocks at you at your door, you must make sure that before opening the door, you must know who is he and why he's there and what he wants and all this. And then you can assist yourself by calling our emergency calls numbers, that is 777 and 112, because the center will receive the call. When you show your location, the nearest post near your area will move immediately to your call.
He is urging drivers to maintain speed limits in residential, adding that serious car accidents have occurred in Juba town due to reckless driving.
Sunday night, 7 days roundabout, whereby Noha and Raksha, they crashed, and we lost the life of the driver of the Raksha. And it was actually due to over-speeding. The same thing, we have a police car was escorting some suspects to the police station from Rock City. On the way also, some children appeared in front of him, and then to avoid the children, then he lost control of the car, and the car overturned. Also, we lost our driver, plus three other soldiers wounded.
Celebratory gunfire is all too common in South Sudan during festivities. The police commissioner did not mention any penalties for officers who opened fire during this year's Christmas festivities. President Salva Kiir is expected to address the nation on Christmas. For VOA News, I am Demo Silva Aurelio in Juba.
Most government officials and staff workers in South Sudan are still waiting to be paid for several months' worth of work. Some civil servants say it is difficult watching their families go without money this Christmas season. For VOA News, Munyang David Mayar has that story from Juba.
Sitting by the roadside in front of a shop in Juba, Abraham Michael, who works for the Ministry of Education, he stares blankly at clothes and other items for sale that his family needs for the festive season but cannot afford.
Because what I normally receive is £4,000, but that amount is not enough to even to buy clothes for one kid. And I have almost about 4 months which I have not received yet that is still in the hand of the government. Everything is not in it. Normal situation.
Michael, a father of four, says his wife and kids are always asking for new clothes for Christmas. And each time they ask him, Michael says he feels embarrassed.
Now he failed to fulfill one of my duties as a husband in the family and the head of the family. So my kids are in crisis with me and my wife is in crisis with me. I am praying to God so that peace will come to South Sudan. This peace which have been signed to make it a perfect peace so that I will go back to my normal life, so that I support close to my family for my kids and my wife.
Before the conflict began in late 2013, Michael says his monthly salary was 800 South Sudanese pounds, which was equivalent to $250. He says he was promoted to a more senior position with a salary of 4,000 South Sudanese pounds, but that amount is still not enough to pay for the needs of his family.
4,000 cannot even feed my family for the whole month and cannot even buy one sack of sorghum.
Michael is not the only one feeling that pain this Christmas season. Families of other South Sudanese civil servants are experiencing the same dire circumstances. Aluela Teng and her one-year-old daughter are among thousands of South Sudanese who have no food for the Christmas festivities. Ateng says her husband struggles to put food on the table. She says most days there is no food at home to feed her starving daughter. Speaking in Dinka, 20-year-old Pilibol says his father is a wounded soldier in the South Sudan Defense Forces and has not been able to shop for Christmas.
I asked my father that I need new clothes for Christmas, and he said there is no money. He told me that he will buy for me new clothes in the next Christmas after this one, and I kept quiet. But he bought second-hand clothes for the small kids. I wanted to dress smartly and celebrate Christmas with my peers.
Abram, Aluel, and Bol believe peace is the only solution to their problems. This will be the fifth Christmas celebration in a row, where most families go to sleep on empty bellies due to South Sudan's economic crisis and hyperinflation. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.
Many families are visiting loved ones across South Sudan during the month of December to spend time with relatives and friends over Christmas and New Year's. Jacob Achek has more for VOA from Bor.
Passengers disembark from a 16-seated caravan at Bor Airstrip, and two South Sudanese from Australia are among the passengers who arrive in town to join their families for Christmas in Jongle State. Akenyukwegu, who lives in Australia, says she's been away for 9 years. Kwek says she planned to spend this Christmas in Akwaedeng village in Athoch County of Jongle State.
I came for two things. I came for Christmas and I want to get married too. And third, I want to visit my homeland. It's very, very, you know, great Christmas to me because it's a homeland and it's a peacetime, you know, so I just want to come and enjoy home. I just want people to be peacefully and enjoy, stop war, so we have to be together.
Elizabeth Jung Kweng, another South Sudanese Australian, says she left Jongle State more than 2 decades ago and had not been able to return until now. Duke says there is nothing better than spending time with loved ones in the village.
I'm so happy I'm now in Bor Town. The weather for Bor Town, I'm really happy with it because I was away for 27 years, but now I just arrived. I just came from Australia. When I arrived to Juba, so I just saw a lot of people that are suffering. So peace is the key. So if it is me, like I'm Duke, I like people to be in peace. That's what I want.
For the 3 years old, Abodeng Abod came from Juba to celebrate Christmas with his family in Duke County. He says Christmas festival is the time for people to forget the fast and be happy.
We really hope that this feast will succeed and we will be do this Christmas peacefully. It will not be the same like that one for of 2017, because that time there was no real feast. People were not even settling. But now we are trying to come home. There are some people who have come back from where they have run and they are coming home now because of this feast.
Bor resident Abraham Anok traveled back from Juba. Speaking in Arabic, Anok says he wants to be with his family.
I came from Juba. Jongle State is our homeland. I came to have a Christmas this year because this Christmas will be more colorful. I have to come and celebrate Christmas with my children, and I'm happy.
Reverend Thomas Ago of Bo Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan says visitors returning for Christmas should not worry about insecurity.
I want you to feel that this Christmas will not like that Christmas of 2013, where people were running. People will be sharing together sweets, sharing together some meals, sharing together the other activities that will be carried, and the flowers of the Christmas, and you feel that you will be at home in peace, without and tranquility, without disturbances.
Reverend Ago says many visitors come from Kenya and Uganda and South Sudan, and this Christmas will have more visitors compared to last year's, when people had to celebrate amid insecurity. For VOA News, I'm Jacob Achek in Bor.
You're tuned to South Sudan in Focus from The Voice of America. Sudanese soccer fans clashed with police yesterday after a match in Khartoum. Find out more when we return.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what food is the staple of your diet?
The staple of my diet is beans, because that is the most affordable.
Well, I'm health conscious, so I always check my diet and know what I have to eat. It's not everything that I go for it. I don't have any staple food.
As a typical Ashanti man, fufu and then nkati kuntu with dry fish and tilapia, what I like.
Matoke, obviously. Matoke. I mean, I'm a Muganda and I think it's strong enough. I mean, you eat matoke, you get full.
Rice, then we also have pounded yam, but they don't have it here. And you pound the yam and you use it with soup sauce. It's a very good food.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You're listening to South Sudan in Focus from The Voice of America. Churchgoers across South Sudan are busy practicing songs they will sing on Christmas Day. One Anglican priest in Juba says Christmas carols are an integral part of Christmas celebrations across the country. Waki Simon Wudu reports for VOA from Juba.
The choir of Kosen Parish, an Anglican church in Juba, rehearses Christmas carols for Christmas Day. Moses Luaju is a youth leader at Gosen Paris and explains the meaning of the song.
It is talking about the message that the people got about Christ, that there will be a baby that will be born unto us, and he will be Messiah, Counselor, and Savior unto us.
Christmas carols sung around December 25th, the day Christians believe Jesus Christ was born. Reverend Francis Philip Lado, coordinator of mission and evangelism of the Anglican Church in South Sudan, says Christmas carols explains the history of Christmas.
With time, Christians begin to adapt the season, and they begin to form canticles and hymns. They begin to sing. And so the idea, the early Christians took that idea and they become, you know, optimistic that they want to sing those hymns and canticles before the event of Christmas, to show that people must prepare themselves for the coming, the birth of Christ as the Savior of the world. So this is why even us in our country also do believe that this is the season we need to prepare our Christians to know and to be ready that they accept the birth of Christ, the Savior of the world.
Carol is a medieval word from French and Anglo-Norman origins, believed to mean a dance song or cycle dance accompanied by singing. Philip explains how Anglican Christians across South Sudan practice the Christmas carols when Christmas Eve has come.
Some people, they march from one end to another end of the region, singing praises, singing hymns of the birth of Christ, singing the hymns of victory, that the king has been born. And in churches, like in the cathedrals where I am serving, they mainly compose hymns that proclaimed the birth of Christ.
According to Reverend Philip, the practice of singing Christmas carols before and immediately after December 25th is used as a platform to deliver a message to all Christians.
One of the most important messages is what we get in the Bible, and Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, that behold, a king is born, a humble one is born, and people should prepare their hearts, prepare their emotions so that they know and experience the humility of Christ, so that they live a life of joy and peace and love. You know, there is no way we can benefit from Christmas without knowing who Christ is. So knowing Christ, it begins the real meaning of Christmas.
Percent of South Sudanese are Christians. Anglicans and Catholics are the dominant groups in South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.
Some residents of Yeatown say they are ready to celebrate this Christmas after 2 years of witnessing rampant killings and displacements following a fresh wave of fighting that spread to the area in 2016. Daniel Friday Martin has more for VOA from Arua District in Uganda.
Before another round of fighting erupted in Juba in July 2016, which quickly spread to other parts of South Sudan, the small dusty town of Yei was cosmopolitan and home to many different communities in South Sudan. But that changed when the town became the epicenter of the conflict in the former Central Equatorial State. A team of carpenters are busy making tables, chairs and beds at the store in Yei, and some residents are buying some furniture gifts for their loved ones this Christmas season. Carpenter Moses Lukudu recently returned to Yeatown from a refugee camp in Uganda. Speaking in his native Pojulu dialect, Lukudu says offering gifts to relatives during the festivities is a sign of love.
Out of the work I do, I have a table to give as a gift to one of my relatives so that he feels happy and remembers me with the gift I gave to him during the Christmas season. Giving gifts also shows love, and I encourage others to give to others to promote peace and love.
Unlike the traditional exchange of Christmas cards, Yeatown resident Ali Moga says he only has a roster to give his friend this Christmas season. Moga says he believes sharing Christmas gifts helps to build unity among various communities torn apart by the conflict.
We normally offer something special. Personal, I give a cock so that they can celebrate the Christmas and they will remember a friend has offered this special gift. This is a season that people come together and sharing together. That cements our relationship, regardless of where you come from. I think it is a sign of peace, love, cooperation, and unity.
Speaking in Arabic, 28-year-old Ayak Deng, a resident of Lomuku suburb in Yeatown, says she will prepare her favorite traditional meals and share with friends and family.
I will prepare cakes and Dinka traditional meals and share with my friends and the rest of my family members to show the heart of love and togetherness as one people.
Aviriko Jetro makes flower pots from clay for sale. Jetro says he will send some of his pots as gifts to family members.
I got a skill of making pots, flower pots, as a gift for Christmas. It leaves back the memory of Christmas to the family. You could make one, surprise them, surprise the family generally, your loved one, your friend. Make one, give to them, share a memory for Christmas.
Stima Scovia is a tailor who produces a variety of traditional mid-African clothes in Yeatown. Speaking in Arabic, Scovia says a Christmas gift will benefit vulnerable children and women in Yeatown.
For me, who is sewing clothes in the market, my free gift goes to women and children who cannot afford to buy in the market, so that he or she will feel happy and loved. By us doing so, God will bless us and we shall live in peace and harmony.
Several communities in South Sudan celebrate Christmas with harvests from their gardens. Some communities prepare traditional drinks made of sorghum, honey, and corn for the festivities. Matura Panch, a resident of Hailizira suburb, says he will celebrate the September peace deal by feasting with relatives and friends during Christmas.
In our level, if you have a goat as a gift for the Christmas, you can slaughter, and then the kids, friends, neighbors can enjoy.
Since 2011, residents in villages and towns across South Sudan had not celebrated Christmas due to insecurity and economic hardships. The September peace deal has given a glimpse of hope to many residents yearning for peace. For VOA News, I'm Daniel Friday Martin in Arua, Uganda.
Police fired tear gas at hundreds of fans attending a soccer match in Khartoum yesterday. Some fans were chanting slogans demanding that President Omar al-Bashir step down. The fans later clashed with police in the Khartoum suburb of Omdurman, as seen from video clips posted online. The clips show fans chanting, "The people want to bring down the regime." They also chanted, "Freedom, freedom," one of the main slogans of the Arab Spring uprisings of 2010 and 2011. Hundreds of protesters poured out of the stadium and marched down a major road leading towards the center of the Sudanese capital late yesterday. Protests have continued for days against Bashir's rule. And today, Sudanese doctors began a strike, adding more pressure for the president to resign. The opposition says 22 people have been killed since last Wednesday when offices of Bashir's ruling National Congress Party were torched in eastern Sudan. The government insists that the death toll is much lower than that. Demonstrators have been protesting against rising prices and shortages of basic needs like food and fuel. Bashir took power in a 1989 military coup. He is wanted by the International Criminal Court, which has charged Bashir with crimes against humanity and genocide in the western Darfur region. Ugandan troops are counting profits from printing election materials for candidates in the Democratic Republic of Congo ahead of that country's general election, now scheduled for Sunday. Most towns in eastern DRC do not have the machinery to print banners, flyers, and T-shirts, forcing candidates to turn to neighboring Uganda for help. Catherine Nambi has the details for VOA from Kampala.
For close to 2 months, Ugandan traders in the printing industry have been spending sleepless nights in order to meet the high demand for campaign materials for Democratic Republic of Congo candidates for presidential and all other elective posts. Ronnie Oboya is a graphics designer in Kampala. He says he has printed posters for about 300 DRC candidates, including one presidential candidate whom he refused to name.
They were doing like posters, flyers, different sizes, non-stop, even almost transnight. So we stopped Ugandan work and we did Congolese work. Their cash is quick cash. It's not like a Ugandan who will come here and say like, "I have this work, do it, I'm coming back with that money." They present cash, ready cash.
According to Oboya, the traders abandoned printing orders from Ugandans and concentrated on the Congolese work, which they say fetched some good cash.
Daily consumption was so bulk, it even made us to close Ugandan work. We had to stop it, postponing until later in the night. Because of course the Congolese want to do the production during the evening, they just take on the bus.
Julius Katende, another Ugandan trader, admits that the Congo election has been a major boost to their printing business, as they made profits like never before.
For almost a month, people have made money, starting from the supply. I have friends that have changed their life totally through Congo election campaign.
The DRC elections, which had been scheduled for today, 23rd December, will now be held on 30th December. The DRC nationals will be voting the next president to replace Joseph Kabila, who has held the office for 2 terms. Alongside the presidential elections, we'll also be voting for parliamentary and local council candidates. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.
The Central African Economic and Monetary Community, or CEMAC, says its coins, estimated at millions of dollars, have been illegally exported to China, where they are used to make jewelry. CEMAC says the situation is very serious and that urgent measures must be taken by all 6 member states to protect the currency. As Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé, the CEMAC's central bank says each of its coins contains 0.5 gram of gold.
It is a busy day at the Mokolo market in Cameroon's capital Yaoundé, with people buying and selling in preparation for end-of-year feast. 24-year-old Pamela Efosi says she has had lots of problems buying vegetables because sellers complain of the lack of 25, 50 and 100 CFA franc coins.
I've given 500, they're telling me that there's no coin. And everywhere I'm going, they're telling me there's no cash. They're saying there's one game that Chinese people are bringing. When they put coins inside, go inside and remain. So that's why we're suffering today in Cameroon.
She referred to a scheme that involves boxes placed in supermarkets that appear to look like games, where people drop coins in and have a chance to win something. However, authorities say the boxes were placed there for the purpose of taking the coins to China. Last Saturday, police in Cameroon's economic capital Douala arrested three Chinese and two Cameroonians suspected of transporting the coins to China. Inspector of Police David Abakachi says the suspects are helping them in investigations to dismantle a bigger network operating in neighboring Gabon as well. He says after a tip-off from civilians, police discovered 42 bags of coins in a house owned by a Chinese couple in Cameroon's economic capital city, Douala. He says they have evidence that the money was to be illegally transported either by sea or by air to Asian countries. Police did not say how much was found with the suspects, but said middlemen working for Chinese agents were paying an additional 3% of the value of each coin they bought. Cameroon, Chad, Central African Republic, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, and the Republic of Congo used the CFA franc as a single currency in their economic bloc, the Central African Economic and Monetary Community, CEMAC. Last week, the Chadian-born governor of the Bank of Central African States, Abbas Mohamed Tolly, said much of the coins his bank controls in Cameroon were being illegally exported to Asian countries, especially China, where they are used in making jewelry. He did not say how much has illegally been taken out, but the Permanent Secretary for Economic and Financial Reforms Programs of CEMAC, Michelle C. Jenna Wembu, says the amount could be estimated at millions of dollars. Last October, CEMAC heads of state met in an extraordinary session in the Chadian capital, N'Djamena, and said the end of the economic crisis in the region was still uncertain. The session concluded that it was urgent to accelerate the implementation of structural reforms recommended by the IMF to boost growth. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
That's our show for this Monday. We now leave you with the song You Are One in a Million by Justin Simpleman. We've been listening to Justin Simpleman with the song You Are One in a Million. I'm Carol Van Dam in Washington. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be here tomorrow evening, and we hope you can join us for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.